judgment is reserved to the Son, Jesus Christ. Because if God forbid humans should start taking divine authority to judge other people, we'd all be dead. Because we all men are sinners and in need of salvation.
Amen to that.
And you cannot solve all the moral faults of every nation, even if you might be tempted to do so as president of the United States. I think whoever advised Trump to actually launch the missiles, the people in the military, they're immoral people.
Absolutely.
They hold to a sense of if we might makes right.
Might makes right. We have an army.
People, yeah, that might be a good mentality for like second echelon people at the DOD. But if the Secretary of Defense advocated that, he should be removed because that's an immoral principle. That is a stain on America because we don't have the right to act that way. Every nation knows what we're doing. They might all approve that Syria's ability to use sarin gas was stopped, but we don't have the authority to make that decision. Wait a month and get the World Court to decide it. The World Court even have the authority to do it or go to the Pope. You know, to first investigate it, right? It's kind of like if someone came down the street and killed my neighbor and I said, oh, he killed my neighbor. I don't take a shotgun and run down the street and kill him. I go report it to the police. They arrest the guy. They try him. He goes through a trial. I give my testing and the court finds him guilty. That's the way nations must act, too, because nations are still human. Not like you become president of the United States and you're already a member of the divinity that can judge. So, but I think they did it because they knew. I think they counseled the president that way because they said it will help your popularity, win over your enemies, it will show you're strong. We have all this military hardware we've already paid for. It's been sitting around, and pretty soon it won't work. You know, I want to bomb something. The military needs to practice shooting these things at a real target. All these other interests came in, but the actual question of justice among nations wasn't considered. And, you know, and it just leads to another thing. So now what are we going to do in North Korea? North Korea is threatening people. It's a very different situation from Syria. North Korea has the potentiality to have real threats towards people if they get the missiles off the ground. But once again, is it the U.S. duty to punish them? We should tell China, no more trade with you unless you solve it, because North Korea must be full of Chinese spies. They want to take out the leader. They could take him out any moment. That's China's duty. Why do we have to clean up their backyard? But see, China's caused the problem, because if China has a problem on her border, that's against the West. Then China doesn't have a problem on their border. They have a little wind-up toy on their border that threatens everyone else, and it distracts what they're doing in their own country. I mean, it's obvious game. If anyone, no one in the DOD understands that. They don't have any intelligence over there, especially the Department of State. So it's China's problem. China should clean it up. They're the ones. North Korea wouldn't exist if China hadn't crossed that river and went after MacArthur's forces, you know. It would have been a peaceful peninsula. China didn't want it. So China is totally responsible morally, and someone needs to tell them that.